We're going to continue with the fourth part of our series. It's funny how I thought in the beginning it will be a class. Now I see it's going to be turning into a four-season episodes series. So, Baruch Hashem, it's good news. It means there's a lot more to say. So, before we start, a very quick announcement. Part one and part two went directly on YouTube. Part three went a very short part on YouTube, and then the rest went on atzmut.com. And the reason we did that is because I see that in the classes I get carried away a little bit and I start blabbing all sorts of things that I didn't plan. So for the safety of the video and the channel and everything else, then better not to have it on a platform like YouTube, because if I'll say something they don't like, they're going to remove the video. So, and maybe even block me like last time, or even worse, take the whole channel down. So last time what happened is that we put the beginning of part three on YouTube, and then it stopped after like 10 minutes or whatever, and it was saying all the video, go to Atzmut to watch it. So we got a few hundred emails, hey, why you did such a short, where's the long version? Well, if you look on the screen, you'll see the link, and if you listen to me, you'll hear me saying, go and see it on Atzmut. And so we got a few hundred comments. Why are you putting a short version? Where's the long version? So I'm already telling the viewers, the long version will not be on YouTube. So look on the screen, look underneath the screen, look in the description. It's to the link where it's going to be. Now then, a lot of people are telling, we got a few hundred emails. I looked on Atzmut, I couldn't find it. So the link is on the video. For the ones here, it's Atzmut/Erev Rav. Don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Atzmut.com. Go to Atzmut.com, not Atzmut.org. Atzmut.org is a different website. It's on Atzmut.com/Erev Rav, or just search in the search box Erev Rav, it will pop up. And all the long versions will go on Atzmut, and I'm only doing that because as I see the how it's going, you know, I just threw as a bone to a dog about the Israeli flag, and we got like 5,000 emails. Most of them are, tell me more. Of course, we got a few like, how dare you talk about the Israeli flag, which, as I said before, not once and not twice, I can really care less what people have what to say. So I am going to make, I think I'm going to enclose into this series, maybe we'll do a class or two or three or five about the entire foundation of Zionism, because people think that Zionism is something that is pro-Israel and pro the Torah. And even most Israelis don't even know that Zionism has nothing to do with the Torah. Zionism is against the Torah. Zionism is against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most Israelis don't know that. They get very offended. A lot of Americans or North Americans, Europeans, they say, I'm Zionist. No, you're not. You are pro-Israel. You love Israel. You are a Jew. You are not a Zionist. Don't call yourself a Zionist. Don't associate yourself with Zionism, because Zionism is saying, in other words, I'm against the Torah. I'm against God. I don't want to have God in my life. So that's what people don't understand, and it's not about stepping on people's toes, it's about waking people up. And a lot of people are not ready to hear it, which is fine. And, you know, sometimes you knock hard, people will wake up. So we will throw a few classes in the series about Zionism, where it started, where it originated, who started, how is that came about, how Zionism is against God, where do you see all this? So therefore, I don't want to put these videos on a platform like YouTube, because sometimes it's the actual viewers that go and report to YouTube what the video is about. Somebody sent me not too long ago this beautiful picture. You see a lion with his nails out. He's like in a pursuit. His fangs are out, and he's running after, like, I don't know, like a deer or something. And the deer is like frantic, and the lion is behind about to grab him, and it says, not all your followers are your fan. So, and I loved it. I put it on my screen for, because it's true, not all your followers are your fans. A lot of your followers are looking to say something that I can nail you down with it. Especially with me, I know a lot of individuals that are looking at my classes, waiting that I will stumble and say something, that they can use it against me somehow. So, The point is that I don't want these videos going on a platform like YouTube. It's going to go on a smooth, and I can already tell you we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things, because I wanted to make a quick class, a little bit about the Erev Rav, so people have some idea, but I see that there's a lot more to say, and it really, I'm not joking, it might take us another 10, 20 classes, whatever it is. It's nice, good classes, good to know, and the material is interesting, and mainly it's important. People should know who they're dealing with. People should know what's going on in this world, that it's not going to come as a surprise. And of course, there are the people who live in denial, and they choose to go with the mainstream. And as the famous quote in the movie Matrix, you take the red pill, I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. But you want to take the blue pill, no problem, go to sleep, you'll wake up, believe what you want to believe. Follow the mainstream, follow what the media feeds you, follow what Google and Netflix and Facebook and what they feed you, live a lie, and whatever, as long as you're happy with that, that's fine. Don't judge me, I won't judge you, but if you're interested in opening your eyes, then I'm welcoming you to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. And it's interesting how only in the last year people are starting to be aware. You know, when I said secretly 10 years ago, talking about New World Order, Illuminati, people thought I'm nuts. So I would say there's levels in the planet, there's civilizations living under the ground. People looked at me like, wow, I see the effect of the drugs never wore off. You're still high, huh? So the point is that there's a lot more interesting information. Happily, I'm very happy to see that a lot of people are starting to be thirsty. I want to hear more. Just today I ran into somebody who on the surface I thought he's not the type of individual that is aware of what's going on. He started telling me what do I think about, you know, how they're planning to have a fake alien invasion and an alien attack on Earth. And I was shocked that he's asking me. And I was like, wow, in my mind, I didn't think that this guy is like so learned and into it, but we're up for a lot of surprises. I think a smart person wants to know what is waiting for him and not to stick your head in the ground, so I know how to prepare myself. If I have to prepare myself for the upcoming events, then if I ignore the reality and live in some la-la land, which is unfortunately what happened to many, many Jews 80 years ago, 90 years ago. They chose to ignore what's going on, but people didn't know that Hitler is a psychopath. Everybody knew that, just most people chose to put their head in the ground. In 1938, Hitler, Yimach Shimo, stood on a podium and says, we're going to annihilate the Jews. They are the problem of the world. What more do you want, a more clearer message than that? And I don't know how people didn't just pack their bags and left. Could be that's what's going on right now. It was very hard to already pack up and leave. But as they say, the writing is on the wall. Read it clear, prepare yourself the right way. And if you don't, we'll still be friends. I'm not going to dislike you. With that said, the longer versions will go on atzmut.com/Erev Rav or follow whatever messages we put there, because we might put it on a different page to cover our tracks. See how I get carried away with, I want to talk about the Erev Rav, I'm talking about other things. But it's sad because most people don't know what's going on around them. They cheer the leaders and they don't even understand that the whole system, and it's not only in Israel, it's everywhere, it's every country. You think you vote for your government, you don't vote for anything. You voted for Bennett. Dugmat Bonei HaMigdal, the same way, equivalent to the builders of the tower. You know, that's why I don't like learning in English, builders. In Hebrew, Bonei HaMigdal, Bonim Chofshim, that's what it is. Bonim Chofshim is Freemasons. See, it doesn't fit well when you say it in Hebrew and English. Bonei HaMigdal, the ones who built the buildings, right? These are referring to the Freemasons, the Bonim HaChofshim. People don't understand that the Freemasons are not the ones who they put in the front line. The other day somebody told me, why are you bad-mouthing this wonderful organization? It's good men, it's respectful and honorable men. They're lawyers and judges and businessmen and so forth, and they want to get better. I said, yeah, that's what's in the front line. To show how great the organization is. It's not. It's not what it is. So they're showing real people. Yeah, we heard of that. You know, so now they fooled 3 billion people. So So here he's saying something very extreme. He's saying the same root of the Erev Rav, they're doing it with shuls and with yeshivot. Now I can tell you, this is where a lot of people are going to very be unhappy, but I saw with my own eyes the corruption in all these establishments. And a lot of people are like, why are you talking like that? Why are you bad-mouthing and Lashona? First of all, people need to know what's going on. Second of all, I saw with my own physical eyes, and many people saw it with their own eyes too, or experienced it. It's a lot of corruption here. And these individuals, Nikraim ha'erev rav mordim b'makom. So this Erev Rav, that they're doing it, they're rebelling against God. Because in an indirect way, first of all, in a direct way, they're coming and building monuments, shuls, yeshivot, buildings, whatever it is, to make themselves a name. But then they're stepping all over the rest of the people and causing many people to stop becoming observant, or they don't even have money. You know, in America, here in Israel is a little bit different. In America, I know how many people I know, in hundreds, if not in thousands, that they're sending their kids to public schools. You know why? Because they can't afford the tuition of yeshivot. This is unheard of. I have a good friend. He told me with a heavy head, he's like, Alon, I have no option. This year my kids are going to public school. I have to take them out of yeshivot. I was like, don't dare. Putting them in public school, might as well just flush them down the toilet. He said, I don't have money to pay the tuition. I have 5 kids. That's unheard of. I once came to a shul. I was traveling, and it was one of the festivals. Beit HaMikdash, you know, the windows went out like that because the light would shine out to shine it to the whole world. That's when the nations acknowledged, let these Jews live. Let them learn their Torah. They're shining up the entire world. That's what's going to happen in the redemptions. The nations are going to see that we are the link that shines the Torah to the world. Why are you disturbing us? Why are you oppressing us?